Dr. Amit Akhtar Babuna is with us right now, and he's going to help us sort of sort out the role of Turkey in the Middle East. Good morning to you. Are you in Turkey this morning?
Yes, it's in the afternoon, actually. We have 7 hours difference. So, hello. How are you?
Thank you very much. I know Turkey is in not only an interesting political situation, an interesting geographic situation, too, in that you've got the Bosphorus River that runs through Istanbul, and you've got Asia on one side and Europe on the other. And we think of Turkey as it's a secular country anyway, isn't it? Or is it controlled by Muslims?
There's a laicism in Turkey, so the government does not interfere with the religious belief of the people, but there is a majority of Turkey is Muslim, which, of course, is a Muslim country.
And where does Turkey see its role? I know for many years now Turkey has been trying to join the European Union. Does Turkey consider itself to be a European country?
Of course, yeah. They are very close to the Europe. Turkey is like a bridge between the Muslim countries and the Western countries. But the thing is, Turkish Islamic Union is the definite, and this is the future of the area. Turkish Islamic Union, which will embrace Israel, Armenia, and Russia, will be a very good solution to all the problems, the wars and the bloodshed going on in the Middle East, such as, for example, in Iraq and Afghanistan, the terrorism, violence, the uprising in the Muslim countries. A Turkish Islamic Union, which treats the Christian Muslims and Jews equally, that will be a solution to the entire problems, building peace, happiness to the entire area. And in most of 10 years, we will see that. And the Turkish Islamic Union will then join European Union altogether, and that the Turkish Islamic Union will not only bring peace to the Muslim countries, but to the entire world.
That Turkish border with Iraq remains a very dangerous flashpoint. Do you think that the European Union in general is skittish about the idea of letting Turkey in? Otherwise, why hasn't it happened yet?
But the Turkish Islamic Union, the Muslim countries see Turkey as a natural leader because of its historical experience and good morality in Turkey. And it's a natural leader and will lead the Turkish Islamic Union. And the Turkish Islamic Union will generate the power. And most important would be there will be a central authority, which will, of course, prevent all the independent and arbitrary acts like it is happening right now. There's a lot of radicalism and bigotry in this area. So that will stop that. It will bring happiness, peace, tolerance and justice, not only to Muslim countries, but to Israel. As you know, there's the problems with Israel, there's the tension between Israel and Turkey, which is related with the struggle of works of Mr. Adnan Oktar over here, Mr. Hari Ayat, and also Armenia and Russia, and it will embrace, of course, the Europe and the United States. It will bring peace to the entire world, and it will be benefit for everybody, for United States also.
Could a secular Turkey lead the Middle East out of radicalism and at least create some peace? We'll see as history unfolds. We follow it every morning for you. Thank you very much. In Istanbul this morning, it's 26 minutes after the hour.